there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. What the hell is going on with the world? You know, last week I was in Chicago at Our World Underwater, freezing my ace off. Here I am back in Orlando in our studio.
And it's cold.
It's just as cold as it was in Chicago.
That's a lie.
Week.
That is
it's
bold-faced
cold and
lie.
Oh, you're right.
It's like 45 here.
But that's like 25 in Chicago.
Are you doing some sort of conversion for the latitude? Is that what you're doing?
It's new math.
That's right.
But
speaking of nude,
and then we have a tsunami, literally threatening the islands of Hawaii as we speak. By the end of the show today, there's a chance they might get hit by a tsunami. We're hoping and praying that doesn't happen. But we have
that's not what I thought you were going to say.
What?
I thought you were saying we're hoping and praying we can get it on the radio.
Well, no, we've already called our friends out in Kona. Glenn and the gang at Kona Honu Divers, they're prepping and being safe, getting the dive boats off out of the marina just in case, you know.
I must tell you, when you do a show like this on a Saturday afternoon, you get a lot of people with a lot of different reasons why they can't, you know, come on the air. Oh, I'm at my kid's birthday party, I'm out at the park, I'm walking the dog, I gotta take a shower, I haven't washed my hair. All kinds of excuses for why they can't be on the air in the middle of the afternoon on a Saturday. Never once before have I been told, I'm sorry, I'm in a Civil Air Patrol emergency meeting.
Yes. Preparing for a potential tsunami.
Yeah.
But our hearts and are with our friends out there. In Hawaii, Jim Byram at Ocean Concepts and those guys were trying to get a hold of them to see how they're faring through this. And we're watching the news like everyone else, and we hope.
Well, no, we're watching it in a different way. We're watching it and having it explained to us by fifth graders.
Well, okay, but we're hoping that everything is fine.
Yes.
But we got an eye out for them. We'll see how things, progress over the next couple hours as we do our little radio show today.
And, of course, the same way that our hearts went out to the folks in Haiti, in Port-au-Prince, from their earthquake, also the folks in Chile who had an even more dramatic earthquake event,
yeah,
but don't live quite as close to us. Our hearts go out to them as well.
They do indeed.
What about me, Bill?
Well,
I slipped and fell out of my bathtub this morning.
Yeah, but Jimmy the Bubble Boy is here.
Slip on?
And he has no health insurance, so he has to get a second job. And so he was talking to me this week about, Greg, could I come in and promote my new business? Because he has a new gig. You know, Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
Is he doing a beard dyeing business?
You know, we started talking, what are some of his skills? What could he do to expound on his technical, you know, know-how as a diver, as just world experience that he has?
Really, that was your best idea, start with his skills?
Well, yeah. Come on, Bill.
Well,
skills.
I said, what do you like to do? And he goes, well, bikini waxing?
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, why not? So he's going into the bikini waxing business. Jimmy the Bikini Waxer.
Okay.
Yeah. So on today's show.
And I tell you, it's an interesting gimmick to do it with your tongue.
It's a job, man. You got to do what you got to do to survive in these times. And
tongue waxing is going to be a novelty,
well,
I think.
It's a rough job, Bill, but somebody has got to do it.
Yeah. He's not going to use his tongue. You think about all the germs and oh my gosh, the pathogens he could pick up. No, he's a legitimate bikini waxer. And
there are a number
like
of ways you can describe Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and legitimate is not one.
It's very legitimate, Bill. I use house cats and peanut butter.
That's what he practiced on was house cats. And I didn't know about the peanut butter thing.
Oh yeah,
that's sticky enough, really.
Yeah, you never want to get peanut butter.
I thought it was maple syrup.
Oh, maybe it was.
I'm just giving you some tips. You're supposed to do the research on this stuff. Google it, there, Jimmy.
But could use any search engine.
We're looking for a victim. I mean, a purchaser, a customer for Jimmy.
A first customer.
Yes, we need a bikini waxing subject for Jimmy to have as his first customer, so he can make some money. And basically, what he's doing is trying to score some money so he can
You have got to work on those hand gestures.
That's the universal language for
it is a universal
language.
No,
that's not it.
No, you're not waxing that part.
Here we go. Kelly Clarkson.
Let's move forward.
Okay, all right, let's just move on. I don't think Neil is going to be up for being a customer here. Jimmy.
Nice.
No, that's not. That would be bad. Neil, you're not up for bed. You don't want a bikini wax, right? You don't need that.
No, dude.
Okay.
Even though I still wear a Speedo, I'm not into the bikini wax.
That's right.
Hey, you know, true story, though. A few years ago, my oldest son, Neil, gets hold of me, and he says, Dad, do you know what your younger son is doing for a living? And I said, no, I haven't talked to him for a while. True story. He got a job counting lap dances in a strip club.
Did you say counting them?
Counting them to make sure that the girls weren't cheating the house. His, you know, he had one of these little counting machines, and he would just hang on. Counting lap dances.
Hold on 1 second. I didn't think that Watson's came with little counting machines. I thought they got a rather large abacus.
Well, you know, I asked him if he had a take dead to work day or something, but.
Well, there's another career opportunity there for you.
There you go.
Bikini waxer and lap dance counter.
Yes.
I love it. Well, I don't know. Let's just move on, because there's nothing else you can really say about this. But we are looking for help for Jimmy, so he can afford to travel with us on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Mm-hmm. And one of those adventures in the upcoming weeks are going to be to the Bahamas. And Neil's on the air today. You know, last week we talked about the opening of the Big Game Club has finally been announced. We made that announcement on our Chicago broadcast last week. Big news. And actually, you got some more news, I believe, a little bit on that this week. Right, Neil?
Yeah. We're looking, you know, I mean, the tentative plan, of course, is mid-April, but things could move up to like mid-May or something. But definitely sometime between mid-April, mid-May, we're going to reopen it, which is, I'm really, really excited. You know, I lived in Bimini for 10 years, 30 years ago, and both my boys were born and worked out of the Bimini Big Game Club, and here we come in a great big circle. It was great in Chicago talking to a bunch of, you know, my old buddies that used to come diving with me. And this will be the first operation in like over 15 years that I'm physically going to be involved in, at least for the first 3 to 6 months, you know, hands-on and doing some of the dive trips and coordinating the setup of everything. So, hey, for all of my old buddies out there that haven't been diving with Neil Watson for years and years and years, this is your chance. And to be involved with Guy Harvey, that's a real thrill. You know, this guy's bigger than life, and it's going to be fun. You know, I mean, Bimini is such a cool place. It's the closest Bahama island to the U.S. mainland. It's 48 nautical miles away. It's a 20-minute flight, and just a funky little place, man.
Now, here's a couple of things you can always count on when you're dealing with a Neil Watson organization. You're going to have great diving. You're going to have great dive masters, great information about the site. You're going to have a great time. And everything will be well counted. That is something
everything
you can always
will be
count
well counted,
on.
Except for drinks consumed.
exactly. Yeah, why waste? I don't think anybody could count that high. Actually.
We just lose count after a while.
So, Bimini Big Game Club coming back with a Guy Harvey, Neil Watson property that is huge. April, May timeframe, we're going to be covering that. And, of course, you're going to hear about this extravaganza and the grand opening and everything here on the big show in the coming weeks. However, that shouldn't stop you from traveling to the Bahamas, because whether it's Bimini, whether it's Andros, whether it's Freeport, Nassau, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. To world-class diving places that you can travel to in the Bahamas. The new booking engine for the Bahamas at the website, bahamasdiving.com, has just went active, and it is just it's incredible, Neil.
You know, it is really cool. It's the first of its kind. You go to bahamadiving.com. You can click on the individual operator. You could click on the island that you want to go to. You plug in your dates, your activities. You can do it all. It's got a travel desk if you want us to handle, our travel department to do your airline ticketing. You click on that, tell them the dates that you want to go, and we take care of that. And a great incentive right now is the Bahamas government is doing this free companion airfare. And they're just working out, the out islands that's already available for like Nassau and Freeport. And you can't arrange that through the bahamadiving.com, but if you go just to bahamas.com, you can do that. Your land package, get I think they do a rebate on the companion airfare, and the out islands are even talking about doing two free air tickets. I mean, it's unbelievable. So you can book your land portion at Bahamas dot com, and then go bahamadiving.com and plug in all of the activities, the dive packages, etc. So it's cool. It's a work in progress. We're tweaking it all the time. More and more of our members are loading all of the information into it. So it's very cool. Bahamasdiving.com. Go to it, click on it, check it out, play with it, and book a trip.
You know, one of the things we talk about all the time when we're talking about bahamasdiving.com or talking about the Bahamas with you, Neil, is the diversity, all the different types of diving that you can do there in the Bahamas. One thing we never talk about enough on this program, I don't think, is how stinking close it is.
It is,
for us, especially here in Florida, it is practically a domestic flight.
It's a shorter flight to fly over to Bimini than it is to Key West.
Key Largo. I can be in Bimini in a third the time that I could drive down to Key Largo.
Yeah, not to knock the Keys. It's a great place. But, when you go to the Bahamas, you are out there. You're loving it. It's an easy flight. You can dive and just see, depending on what island you go to, it's totally different from one island to the next.
And it's 2 hours shorter than flying to Maryland, and who would ever want to do that for any reason?
Not me. BahamasDiving.com. Check out the videos and the dive packages that are being updated as we speak.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Blow bubbles. It's your dive day.
We're gonna have no troubles.
Cause it's your dive day.
We may do doubles.
Cause it's your dive day.
And Scuba Radio makes the perfect dive
day. You might find me in the tub or an ocean going sub. I got underwater wrecks if you're into diving tugs. Underwater sex is best left up above. So I'll try to find a bug, but you know that I'll get snubbed. You might find me in a tub or an ocean going sub. I got underwater wrecks if you're into diving tugs. Underwater sex is best left up above. So I'll try to find a bug, but you know that I'll get snubbed.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. As I said, I'm back from Chicago at Our World Underwater. Great show, by the way. Numbers were up. A lot of smiling faces. Great time hanging out with our Midwest diving friends up there. And, we gave away a ton of stuff, so there was a reason for them to smile at us as opposed to smack us as they usually do. But one of the people that made it so much fun was our buddy Bob Evans. Now, he wasn't in Chicago, but he was
because
nice
he's
enough.
Too smart to be where it's that cold.
This is true. But he was nice enough to give us a pair of force fins to donate to the Our World Underwater silent auction last week. And it went to a very worthy
cause. That's a great prize.
Yes. And Bob is on the line right now. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, great. I'm down here in Los Angeles. I got a beautiful view of the South Bay down here checking on Dad.
Ah, good, good. Okay, you're not keeping an eye out for some tsunami that's coming your way, I hope, right?
Well, I'm definitely not driving back along the coast. I thought about that this morning.
Yeah, just to be safe. Why not?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Bob, you know, he just keeps on giving.
Yeah, leave it to Bob Evans, by the way. Earthquakes in the news. What does he do? He drives towards Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about that, Bill. As I went underneath all those concrete underpasses today, I thought, boy, I hope this is not my day.
Yeah, well, he's put out so much good karma
that he'll
be fine. I have no doubt. And by the way, you can check out the entire line of Force Fins at ForceFin.com. Of course, they've done some new stuff on their website. And, you know, he donated a pair of fins to Our World Underwater and the silent auction last week. You know, and we really thank him for that. But he also included in his shipment, Bill, included these pair of Force Fins that are signed over to your new daughter there.
What?
Yeah. These are, what? I mean, tell me about these blue fins. Because, I mean, they're pretty, they're still a little bit large for Eliza.
I think they may be a little bit big for Eliza, but that is fantastic.
These are baby's first Force Fins.
Yeah, she'll love them. Those were actually made down here in Hermosa Beach back in 83, extra small. They still have the old logo on top.
Yeah,
so
very cool.
She'll go into them, Bill.
I'm sure she will. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Extra small pair of Force Fins for my Eliza. I'm going to have to get a picture of her up on the website with her wearing her fins.
Definitely.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Well, you can show them to her. She'll probably love looking at them. You can make a mobile over her little bed with them.
That I could do.
That's right.
That is fantastic, Bob.
A future mermaid.
Very nice.
Bill's like, no. No, she won't.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no,
Watch out for Uncle Bob.
Uncle Greg would be a bigger issue, I think.
Hold on. But yeah, it's
super
a good thing.
Cool.
So we'll get a picture up at scubaradio.com of Eliza, Bill's new daughter.
Very cool.
On the Scuba Radio website.
Well, you're the best, Bill. We're going to have to get together on a boat again. I'm just completely been running crazy trying to get this new hockey fin out, made out of this new super material that's just like nothing I've ever seen before.
Well, that's why I wanted to talk about that, Bob, because I wasn't sure if we could, but you can spill the beans on this. I mean, what is special about these new fins you're working on in the material?
The material will give you twice the performance that you're receiving right now out of the pair of fins that you have, Greg. I'm going to make you a pair. The stuff is like liquid gold. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I think...
Since 71, I've never seen a material that had this kind of rebound and kick to it. We put a little clip on YouTube with me doing a flip test, and you actually hear the sound when it releases. It actually has a cracking sound that's just... I thought Blair had done something with the soundtrack. That was the sound of the fin.
Yeah, he actually said, before the fins, you know, like when he'd spring them back and smack your butt with them.
Right.
It might leave a small welt. The new ones will actually break the skin.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's just going to be a solo diver fin, because if anybody else is using anything else, they're not even going to be able to. They'll maybe see you for a couple seconds, and that'll be it.
Yeah, well, it's an amazing thing. Bob Evans, Force Fin, is the man. Check out the Force Fins at ForceFins.com, and get those flying Force Fins as well. They'll link to it right there at ScubaRadio.com.
Scuba Radio.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK
27 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Yeah, you know, those Force Fins are pretty cool. You can check them out once again, forcefin.com. And you click on the scuba page, you can find the flying Force Fin. And those are what I'm diving with right now. Until I get this new improved super polymer butt-smacking, welt-leaving super fin.
It'll be perfect.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
I got to try and convince Bob to come with us on the scuba cruise.
Yeah, actually, he's working on it.
Nice.
Yeah, he may join us on the scuba radio scuba cruise July 31st to August 7th in the Turks and Caicos, or he may come to Grenada or both. We have those two trips coming up here in the coming months. And today we're going to check in with our friends from Dominica. I have a big announcement on Dive Fest.
Nice.
Today as well. So we got a lot to cover. And we are definitely going to have several opportunities for you to join us on some of these adventures. And whether Bob Evans is on board with us or not, it doesn't really matter. They will be a blast, but definitely
it'll be fun
along,
no matter what. But it's more fun when Bob's there.
It's definitely more colorful.
That's for darn tootin'.
He brings on every color type of Force Fin you could ever imagine. I'll never forget the trip he brought, the Sperm Force.
I was with you.
Yes.
This is how long ago that was.
Yeah.
That was the first time I met Bob Evans.
Yeah, that was good times.
Yes.
Good times indeed. But yeah, the
Sperm. I had met him and I had talked with him for a grand total of 6 minutes before he said, by the way, I'm not from this planet.
Yes. He's a unique individual, and that's, mm-hmm. you know, it kind of, it, you wonder where he gets his inspiration for his Force Fins. Well, he says nature and whale tails and dolphin tails. I think it's from another world.
It's quite possible.
You know? He's been to that whole Avatar, you know, Pandora planet or something.
Could have happened.
But he's a cool guy any way you look at it. Now coming up, we're going to talk about a couple interesting things. Of course, a little bit more of what happened in Chicago last week. There was a lot of things we did, including giving away a spot on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures. And,
am I still going?
Was
it my spot you gave away?
That's a good question.
Oh, damn.
We'll have to wait and find out. We also gave away a $1,200 piece of treasure from the wreck of the Atocha, thanks to our friends at Mel Fisher's Treasures in Key West. We'll tell you about that and then some next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Welcome back to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Julie the Diving Diva. Say hi, Julie.
Hello, everyone. I can't believe we're doing this, Greg. Underwater in a hot tub on an Equatorial Coral.
The jacuzzi of the neck on Raquel, up the coast of Bimini right now.
I finally have a chance to put a bath off and be underwater.
Hey guys, this is Jeff calling from the bar. This is Captain Cocktail. Could you tell us about some of the sights that you're seeing down there in the bottom of the jacuzzi?
Well, all I can say is there is a full moon rising, if you know what I mean.
Oh my.
Got a great shot of Greg's belly button.
Things are just cheeky down here in the hot tub.
Long, long And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Good times. That was from a scuba radio scuba cruise from many years gone by where we did a live com underwater broadcast from the jacuzzi. We didn't bother to even get off the boat and do anything. We just said, hey, let's dive down into the jacuzzi on the top of this liveaboard and do a little show. And that's what we did. It was good. And that's the kind of stuff that could happen when we travel to the Turks and Caicos in the first week of July. Now, and look, you need to join us, too, on that. And definitely encourage you to do so. Go to exploreventures.com or give them a call at and make sure you reserve your spot for that now, because the spots are going to go fast, and we got a lot of special surprises that are going to, you know, as we get geared up for this big liveaboard adventure, that is going to make it well worth your while to join up or join us and put up with our shenanigans. 1-800-322-3577 is the number for Explorer Ventures. Once again, that's July 31st to August 7th. In the Turks and Caicos. So I've been I think this is going to be my fifth time on this vessel in the Turks and Caicos. And I got to tell you, everyone we've been on there has just been phenomenal. That it's an amazing vessel, the Caribbean Explorer 2 Liveaboard. You're just going to love it. You're going to love it. And you'll thank me on board when you join us. 1-800-322-3577 for Explorer Ventures. Tell them you want to get on that Explorer or Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, July 31st through August 7th, and bring your bells with bells on. Is that the no? That's
we'll be here with bells on. Yeah, that's how that expression
goes.
We'll
have bells on and nothing else probably because it'll be the dead of summer.
Yeah, right.
It'll be the peak of buff diver season.
Yes, it would be.
And we've had that has happened on one of our trips before, too.
You know, if you ever want to see a dive ship crew with looks of utter disgust on their face, go the week after Buff Divers.
I had nothing to do with it.
And if you need your bells waxed, I can do that for you.
There was a trip we had, and these two girls came on board for the week. And,
yes.
About two days into the trip.
Mm-hmm.
I get all of a sudden there, the crew on the boat is freaking out and there's everyone's like, you know, they're talking to each other and running around. And I was up on the top deck just, you know, chilling out after a morning dive. And evidently the girls had went off on a dive and about halfway through decided to
disrobe.
Yes. And make it a buff dive.
Yeah.
And nobody was complaining when they came back to the, to the dive platform, butt naked.
I was on that boat, too.
Were you?
Yeah.
Why did I not remember that one? I totally blocked you out, didn't I?
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive. When you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination. destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, Diver's Consumer Tip number 63. Every attempt to train a catfish to use an underwater litter box is proven unsuccessful.
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in with us today, we have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. You got a boo-boo, Jeff?
No, why?
Well, you've got 6 first aid kits over there, and I am wondering what's going on.
I thought we'd talk about choosing a first aid kit today, and so I was just going through some of the choices.
Ah, okay. Well, that's actually a good idea. I know just about everyone I know has a first aid kit of some sort, but I can't say that any of us actually sat down and thought about what it should contain.
Most folks don't, and that's only natural. First aid kits tend to come prepackaged, and so it's just assumed that the kit will have what it's supposed to have.
But supposed to is a relative term, isn't it?
I'd say more like an incomplete term. What any kit should contain largely depends on the setting in which it will be used and the problems you anticipate having to solve.
Is anything ever simple?
Absolutely. This isn't complicated, just another example of how a little thought can have big benefits.
Okay, so where do we start?
Well, I'd say start general and somewhere in line with your needs and skills. If you want just a few Band-Aids handy, you can get a very basic first aid kit that contains really only that. Band-Aid, some gauze, and maybe some antibiotic cream. You might even want to get a couple to store in different places, you know, one for the house, one for the car, that sort of thing.
Surely you need more than that, though, right?
Well, that's the start. I do recommend that everyone have a good all-purpose first aid kit, and these are generally considered the next step up from the basic. In them, you'll find the tools that will cover a variety of scenarios, from illnesses to cuts to burns and bites, rashes, a pretty wide variety.
Is that what you have?
I actually keep a good all-purpose first aid kit stocked in a central location with several smaller supplemental basic ones stashed in handy places.
What about dive-specific first aid kits?
I'd really suggest having a solid all-purpose first aid kit as your base and then supplement it as necessary with diving-specific considerations.
For example?
For example, you may want to ensure the kit has tools for dealing with hazardous marine life injuries. A lot of first aid kits will have the tweezers we recommend for removing stings, but you may find you'll need to add a razor for shaving the area or a hot pack in case you don't have hot water to soak in. You may want to add a small bottle of hydrogen peroxide or a syringe for irrigating a wound. A lot of divers have taken to adding a resuscitation mask to the repertoire, as well as extra pair of gloves to protect them if they have to lend assistance.
So what you're saying is get a good, solid basis and customize from there.
Exactly. It doesn't take that much.
Well, what else do we need with our first aid kits?
The knowledge to use them. Don't forget that even the most extensive first aid kit isn't going to be very effective if you don't know how the contents should be used. If you're going to invest in a first aid kit, take the time to invest in some training as well.
Wow. If you take a minute to think about what you need, it really isn't that complicated, is it?
Nope. Most first aid kits are intended to provide basic first aid, and it's called basic for a reason.
Basic works for me. Seriously, how many Band-Aids do you have over there? Sometimes you just need a Band-Aid, and sometimes you need a bit more. First aid kits come in a variety of shapes and sizes, and everyone should have one on hand. Take a minute to think about what you need, and then take another to make sure you know how to use it. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, so Mel Fisher's Treasures has just signed on as a new Scuba Radio supporter. And we announced this last week on the show and gave away a $1,200 piece of treasure, a silver coin from the wreck of the Atocha, thanks to our new friends there at Mel Fisher's Treasures in Key West. And I'll tell you what, the guy who won this thing was one happy camper. I mean, not only did he have a piece of history, but, you know, he can make this thing into his own necklace and say he found it himself. I'm going to vouch for him that he found it. But it's a $1,200 piece of treasure with a certificate of authenticity. It was signed by Sean Fisher, the grandson of Mel Fisher, who runs the operation down there in Key West.
You know, it turns out that I'll be a happy camper if I get a piece.
Well, that's what are the odds? Not going to happen.
You know, slim and none.
Who is going to get one,
yes.
Though, and hopefully several,
yes.
Is our buddy Single Scott.
Okay.
Now,
he's working quite a racket.
Well, we have signed him up,
yes.
To be a Mel Fisher treasure investor, a dive investor. What they do there down in Key West now is they sell, like, investor spots to go salvage the remaining treasure of the wreck of the Atocha. They think there's still $90 million worth of silver and gold still there to be salvaged off of the wreck of the Atocha. And they fund the salvage operation by selling these investor shares. And as being an investor, you get to go down there and dive the wreck of the Atocha, which, you know, the Mel Fisher people have the rights to do. They're the ones who own the site.
Okay.
Or the, you know, the salvage rights.
Right.
So they're the only ones who can go down there and dive this wreck and actually take treasure off of it and then, you know, process it accordingly, donate it to museums, sell it, whatever they do. And we've set up Scott to do this for this year. And and ideally, I mean, they've done this for the last several years. We're going to get more reports as we progress on the coming weeks from Sean and the gang down there at Mel Fisher's and, of course, Single Scott. But what they do is you go down there and dive it as an investor. You know, you pay a sum for the year, and that gives you right to join them on the dive. And then at the end of the year, they divvy up the treasure that they've found for that year and share the bounty with all the investors. In the last several years they've done this, they've more than returned the value and treasure than what they invested in the first place.
Well, that's why they would be investors and not donors.
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, I mean, it's kind of cool to think that you could go down there and find your own piece of treasure. You know, this guy in Chicago last week actually won it, which is fine. You can say, I found it. That sounds more impressive to say you actually found it. It has more sentimental value, I think, if you actually go down and say, yes, I found this silver coin, or I found this gold coin. And there's not many places you can do that.
That's for darn sure.
Fortunately, there is this opportunity at Mel Fisher's down there in Key West where you can do this program. And so we're going to get into this big time here on the show in the coming weeks. Single Scott is the man. And after he goes through this process, there's a good chance he won't be Single Scott anymore, because once he starts talking about all the bounty he's brought back, I think the ladies will be drawn to him.
It is the quicker picker-upper.
There you go.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Now, we'll need oxygen.
I got it covered. In the event of an emergency, my ass can be used as a flotation device.
Oh, that reminds me. You've all taken your pressure pills, right?
Yes. Stop asking. On your mark, ready, set, let's go to the sea below. I know, you know, we go psycho for the show. That's a hit. Just can't sit. It's time to go diving with it. That's it. Call your buddy, let's dive. We're about to go live. This ain't no jive. And you know it's always better down where it's wetter. So go with the flow. It's time for the show. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. We're going diving with it. Scuba Radio. We're going diving with it. Scuba Radio. We're going diving with it. Scuba Radio.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, we had a lot of people scheduled for interviews today. We're starting to find out that three of them are in Hawaii and a little tied up at the moment. They got a little bit too much on their hands. And one person I forgot. I didn't anticipate him being in Hawaii, but he does this every year. I keep forgetting that Pat Hammer from Our World Underwater, the Chicago dive show that we were broadcasting from last week, he basically, him and his wife, after they wrap up the show there in Chicago, get out of the Midwest and fly to Hawaii for a week for a little R&R. And we just got off the phone.
He didn't sound like he was R-ing or R-ing.
Yes. Right now, he might be preparing for a potential tsunami situation there in the Hawaiian Islands.
Yeah.
Which, as we speak, I guess they're saying about a couple hours from now.
Actually, the window that they talked about local time in Hawaii is the 11 to 2. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now,
their time, right?
Yeah, here on the East Coast, we're 5 hours ahead of Hawaii right now, which, to my math, means that window opens in about 3 minutes.
Oops. Okay. So maybe that explains why he said, gotta go.
He did answer the phone and then said, I'm in Hawaii and we got a little situation.
Yeah. So, obviously we're trying to stay up to date on this as much as we can. And we really, you know, our hearts go out to everybody out there that are dealing with this, whether you're there in Chile or obviously if they're preparing for something in Hawaii. We're hoping that's not the case and that the Hawaiian Islands are spared any kind of drastic situation. But, of course, we're watching this as close as we can, too. And especially thinking about the dive operators out there that we know. You know, Pat's out there trying to do some diving, or was. And, of course, we got our friends there at Kona Honu Divers in Kona on the Big Island, Ocean Concepts in Honolulu. We're thinking of them. So we're trying to, you know, find out what's going on. We'll keep following that story. And, hey, we got a lot more stuff to cover in hour two, including a little check-in with our friends from Grenada. And if that weren't enough, also Dominica. That's coming up in hour two on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.